So let's review. Zok the Mishnah, Niskam al Hargis Behemah of Hargis Adam. Someone intended to kill an animal, but instead killed a person standing nearby. Or, Lo'evi Kochav Behargis Yisrael. He intended to kill a non-Jew, but instead kill a Jew nearby. Or, Le'nefalim Behargis Ben Kayama. He intended to kill a stillborn, but instead killed a healthy child nearby. Pater, in all these cases, the Ritzach is Pater Mimisa, because as Rashi explains, Hasra Safak Udeshem Lo'yargeno. Any warning would be an uncertain hasra, because at the time they could not know whether he will kill a bar chayuva or not. The Mishnah continues, Niskam lahakoyseas al masnav v'lohaye bakadei lamisa al masnav v'halchala al libay v'lohaye bakadei lamisa al libay v'meis pater. The Ritzach intended to hit someone on the hips with a stone that cannot kill there, but instead the stone landed on the heart and the stone can kill there, and he died, the Ritzach is pater mimisa. And in the reverse case, Niskam lahakoyse al libay. If he intended to hit him on the heart with a stone that can kill there, but instead the stone landed on his hips, and the stone cannot kill there, and he died, the Ritzach is Pater Mimisa, because as Rashi explains, the Tarti Be'inan. Sheh Miskaven L'makas Misa, V'sheh Kenu Makas Misa. The Ritzach is Chayv only of both. He intended for his blow to kill, and his blow can kill. While in the first case, lo niskaven l'makas misa, and in the second case, lehiko makas misa. Similarly, niskaven l'hakas es agadol v'lohoye bakadei l'homes agadol, v'holchala al katan v'hoye bakadei l'homes es akatan v'meis pater. If the Ritzach intended to kill an adult with a stone, they cannot kill an adult. But the stone landed on a child and it can kill a child, and he died. The Ritzach is pater m'misa because lo niskaven l'makas misa. And in the reverse, niskaven l'hakas es akatan. If he intended to kill a child with a stone that can kill a child, but the stone landed on an adult and it cannot kill an adult, and he died, the Ritzach is Pater Mimisa because Lohiko Makas Misa. However, when the Skav and the Hakas al Masnav, the Ritzach intended to kill him on the hips with a stone that can kill him there, and the stone landed on the heart and can certainly kill him there, and he died, the Ritzach is Chayiv Misa, because both conditions were met. Niskaven l'makas Misa and Hiko makas Misa. Similarly, Niskaven l'hakas es agadol, v'hoye bakadei l'homes es agadol, v'holchal al katan v'meis chayiv. If he intended to kill an adult with a stone that can kill him, and the stone landed on the child and can certainly kill him, and he died, the Ritzach is Chayiv Misa, because Niskaven l'makas Misa and Hiko makas Misa. And the Gemara explains that from both the Reisha and Sefer, we can conclude that the Tanna Kama holds Niskaven l'hargezeh, b'hargezeh Chayiv Misa. If the Ritzach intended to kill one adult Jew and instead killed another adult Jew, the Ritzach is Chayiv Misa because Niskaven l'makas Misa and Hiko makas Misa. Shimon disagrees and says, Afil Niskaven l'hargezeh, b'hargezeh, Pater Mimisa. Even if he intended to kill one adult Jew and instead killed another adult Jew, the Ritzach is Pater Mimisa. As the Gemara explains, Reb Shimon's source is in the pasuk of Ritzach that states, V'ara v'loi v'kamalov. The superfluous words V'ara v'loi teach, Ad shiskaven loi. Only if he intended to kill this very person as Yechayiv Misa. While the Chacham hold the words V'ara v'loi are needed to exclude Prat Lazarek Evan Legav. If a person threw a stone into a group of 10 people that consisted of Tishka Yisraelim Be'echad Kanani, 9 Jews and 1 non-Jew, and they killed a Jew, he's Pater. Even though the majority were Jews, because Havali Kavua v'chal Kavua k'mechza mechzadami, they were all in a fixed location, and any doubt that arises in a fixed location is treated like an even suffix, and suffix nefashes lahakal. And the Chacham source for Niskaven l'hargezeh b'hargezeh chayiv misa is in the pasuk v'chi yunatzu anash menag for isha hara. If two people were fighting and they hit a pregnant woman, im asin yeh b'nasata nefesh tachas nefesh. Chacham holik rib l'otha that b'nasata nefesh tachas nefesh b'matzeh shebemisa kos medaber. The word nefesh refers to misa and comes to teach that Niskaven l'hargezeh b'hargezeh chayiv misa. If he killed the woman, he's chayiv misa even though he had intended to kill the other person. While Reb Shimon holds like Rebbe that Minasata Nefesh Tachas Nefesh Mamon, the word Nefesh refers to money and comes to teach that Niskaven l'hargezeh b'hargezeh chayiv b'tashlumin. If he killed the woman, he must pay a monetary compensation to her family, but he is patur m'misa because there is a gzeirah shava of the word Nesina. The pasuk earlier states v'le'iyah asin b'nasin b'flilim, and the pasuk here states him asin yeh b'nasata nefesh tachas nefesh. Malahalan mamon afkan mamon, just like the Nesina earlier refers to money, so to the Nesina here refers to money. Rav proves yet a third opinion from the Braisa of Tanna Bechizkiya, that Niskaven l'hargezeh b'hargezeh pater m'misa u'pater m'tashlumin. If the Ritzach wanted to kill one adult Jew and instead killed another adult Jew, the Ritzach is pater from both Misa and Tashlumin. As the Brayis of Tanya b'Chizkiya taught, the pasuk states, "Makeh behem yishalmenu u'makeh odem yumas." One who strikes an animal and kills it is punished with tashlumin, monetary compensation, but one who strikes a human and kills him is not punished with tashlumin, but with death. The pasuk compares makeh odem to makeh behem and teaches that in all cases in which makeh behem is punished with tashlumin, makeh odem, which is chayuvim mises bezin, is not punished with tashlumin. Just as makeh behem is chayiv tashlumin in all cases, v'loy chalakta, by making no difference whether behemah shogeg, behemah mezid, whether he hit the behemah willingly or inadvertently, behemah skaven, she'em skaven, whether unintentionally or intentionally, bein derech yiril, derech aliyah, whether he hit the behemah in a downward motion or an upward motion, so too makeh odem is patur mitashlumin in all cases. And the Gemara explains regarding Maki Adam, Ein Miskavan cannot refer to She'im Miskavan Klal. He did not want to kill anyone because this would be considered a Shegig, which was already taught earlier. Therefore, we must say She'im Miskavan Lazeh, Ela Lazeh. He intended to kill another person, but instead killed this person, and the Braisa concludes, Patim Imamun. He's not liable for monetary compensation, and obviously, Lab Bar Katalahu. He's also Patr from Misa because of Ibar Katalahu, my Itzruch Lemiftri Mamun. If he were to be Chayv Misa, he would anyhow be Patr from Mamun because of Kamli Bidiramine. Shemamina, therefore, must be that Tana the Bei Chizki holds regarding the Skavan Laharik Ezeb, Laharik Ezeb, Patr Mimisa, and Patr Mitashlumun.